Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the results conference call for Supreme Industries Limited, hosted by Axis Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, friends. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries Limited. From the management side, we are being represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, and Mr. P.C. Somani, the Chief Financial Officer. Without taking too much time, I now hand over the floor to Shri Taparia ji. Taparia ji, congratulations for a good set of numbers this quarter, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for your kind word, Mr. Pujara. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial result of our company for the first quarter ended 30th September 2015. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 57,226 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 755.21 crore during the first quarter of the current year, against sales of 49,110 tons and net product turnover rupees 715.02 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving growth of about 16.52% and 5.62% respectively. The consolidated financial performance highlights, excluding construction business for the first quarter ended 30th September 2015, are as follows. Supreme total income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 772.80 crore and rupees 90.78 crore as compared to rupees 759.55 crore and rupees 81.41 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording an increase of 1.74% and an increase of 11.52% respectively. The profit before tax and profit after tax for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 48.86 crore and rupees 24.54 crore as compared to rupees 33.10 crore and rupees 25.06 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 47.63% and decrease of 2.09% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew 26% by volume and 14% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 14% in volume and degrew by about 1% in value term. Industrial product segment business had a degrowth of 2% by in volume and degrowth by about 12% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 10% in volume and by 15% in value term. The share of overall sale in the value-added product has been 32.31% of the total sale in the first quarter as against 29.18% in the corresponding quarter in the previous year. The company's focus remains to increase the share of value-added product in its turnover. Company envisaged a capex of around rupees 200 crore during current financial year, comprising of 9-month period, and the same is progressing smoothly. Trial production at new unit at Kharagpur and Malanpur have commenced. Commercial production at both the units is likely to commence during November 2015, as they are waiting regulatory clearance. Total borrowing of the company stands at rupees 468.16 crore as on 30th September 2015, as against rupees 769.62 crore as on 30th September 2014. Average net borrowing level during the first quarter of current year remained at ₹350 crore against ₹600 crore during the same quarter in previous year. Average cost of borrowing as at 30 September 2015 is 8.9% versus 8.83% per annum as on 30 September 2014. Composite LPG cylinder. Ministry of Petroleum has announced to launch composite LPG cylinder in the country along with existing steel cylinder from April 2016. Government refineries are likely to place educational order of 8,000 to 12,000 pieces during November 2015. Company expects to supply around 5,000 pieces to South Korea during November-December 2015. Company is actively discussing with three countries for their requirement of composite LPG cylinder. CPVC fire sprinkler system. Company has received its first export order worth US dollar 55,000 of CPVC fire sprinkler system flame guard. This augurs well for success of the system as it is already UL certified. Construction business. Company is holding inventory of saleable area of 63,848 square feet in its iconic Supreme Chambers Corporate Commercial Complex at the very West Mumbai and is awaiting for sale at appropriate prices. Raw material prices have seen downward trend during the quarter in line with crude prices. Overall raw material prices are expected to remain in range bound and affordable. Country has witnessed growth in plastic consumption during April-September 2015 at around 12.5%. With overall business environment being conducive, it augurs well for the company during the current year of 9 months. Company envisages volume growth between 15% to 18% over the corresponding period of previous year. This is a brief and overall summary for the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Financial Officer of the company, are available to reply to the various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question at this time, please press star and one on your phone. The first question is from the line of Chirag from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
If you could provide the volume, revenue, and margin data by segment, please.
I put that right?
Yes, please.
I'll request Mr. Somani to you.
Good evening. I think the volumes and the margins have been given in the press release, but still I'll just for the sake of clarity. The plastic packing system, the volume this quarter was 37,867 metric tons, which is last year in the same quarter 30,086 metric tons.
Right.
Packaging products, 7,771 metric tons. Vis-a-vis 7,482 metric ton last year. Industrial products, 8,360 metric ton as compared to 8,519 metric ton last year. And consumer products, 3,228 metric ton as compared to 2,926 metric ton last year. For the quarter, it is 57,226 metric ton as compared to 49,110. Last year we had a sale of 97 metric ton composite cylinder also, and this year as of now it is not there. And the margin, plastic piping system is about 13.5% as compared to 12.61% last year. Packaging products 15.50% as compared to 13.08% last year. Industrial products 9.67% as compared to 9.25% last year. in consumer products 11.22% as compared to 7.84% last year.
And so the revenue as well?
Revenue, plastic piping system, 401 crore as compared to 352 crore last year.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
401 crore.
401, yes.
As against 352 crore. Packaging products, 158 crore as compared to 159 crore last year. Industrial products, 140 crore as compared to 159 crore last year. Consumer products, 58 crore as compared to 51 crore in the last year, same quarter. In composite products, there is no sale this quarter, which was there 2.33 crore last year.
Could you also provide us with the subsidy amount, silpaulin volumes and CPC?
Our Gadegaon is already over last year, January. So right. This year, subsidy is very minimal. It is 1.29 crore, which was there 6.03 crore in the first quarter last year.
Right. So also, what was silpaulin volume and value?
Silpaulin volume, this year first quarter was 1,951 metric ton and turnover of 49.72 crore, which was last year in the same quarter 1,945 metric ton and 46.59 crore.
And so my last question to CPVC volumes and value, please.
CPVC, this year it is 2,712 metric ton and 74.24 crore turnover, which is 2,054 metric ton last year and 55.73 crore turnover, a growth of about 32% in CPVC volume.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Viraj Mehta from ValueQuest Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Sir,
just wanted to understand, when you have the volume growth for piping division is close to 26% for this quarter, the major contribution to that would be, that would it be from housing or would it be from agri?
Mostly from housing. July, September, mostly from housing, because most of the country is under monsoon, so demand from agriculture is lower side in first quarter. Our first quarter.
But sir, then if you have to give a color in comparison with the industry, is the industry also seeing the robust growth that you have seen? Or like
overall industry growth was, we were told that it may be 12-13%.
So, but
we believe that due to our increasing rain and we had a better growth, maybe. But our growth was quite satisfactory.
So, but the industry is growing better than what at least the overall scenario in the realty industry is there. Would that be a fair statement?
Overall, the country plastic consumption has grown much better than last year. Last year, I can give the number of April to September, the country consumption of plastic was 6.89%. And this year, April to September, it was 12.81%. The country's overall plastic consumption in all the segments are far better than last year.
Sure. So the only other, and this is my last question, the only other segment that we have not really seen pricing erosion is consumer segment, or as in major pricing erosion. Would it be fair to say that the entire industry is not seeing pricing erosion in spite of lower crude prices?
Can you repeat again the question in consumer segment?
Sir, the consumer segment, the volume and the value growth are roughly the same.
No, I think our value growth is 15%.
15%.
And volume growth was 10% only.
Correct. So there is realization increase compared to...
Because our share of value-added product is increased. In spite of fall in prices of polypropylene, the raw material, by 17% in the 3 months, July to September, we had 15% value growth due to more sale of value-added product in the segment.
Sir, if there is a chair compared to an A type of a chair last year to this year, what would have happened to the price of that chair of Supreme Industries?
In commodity furniture in our category, we have to give reduction in the price best to fall in raw material prices. In premium product, the price fall doesn't always go with some time lag and not to the full extent also.
Okay.
Am I clear to you?
Sure. No, I understand. Thanks a lot, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir.
Thank you.
The question is related to industrial segment. The volume and the value, in both the terms has gone down. So can you give some light on this?
Industrial segment, there are two segments. One is industrial component, and second is material handling division. In material handling division, the volume has gone up by 7%. But industrial segment, the volume has gone down by 6%. In this segment, the industry and the model what our company is catering, we are having a tough time during the quarter. Be it automobile or be it non-automobile, both have gone through a rough time. So our business in value and volume, both have suffered in industrial component. In material handling, we had a growth in volume and growth in value also.
Mm-hmm. So basically due to...
Oh, sorry. Value-wise, there was minus 2% in material handling, but volume-wise, we had 7% growth. Industrial segment, volume-wise, we had a minus 6% and value-wise, minus 14%.
Okay. So it's not indicating any loss of a client over... on the auto side or something, but it's from the client side only there is some volume difference.
For example, suppose when this truck business was doing quite well, mm-hmm. but we were supplying component only for the high-end value of truck side, and high-end truck requirement was not so good compared to the normal truck.
Okay. Right, sir, right. Correct.
Thank you.
And another question related to the new plants coming up in the Kharagpur and the Malanpur. And what exactly, because the Kharagpur is going to, produce in the CPVC to protective packaging to furniture. So what we will start with?
Kharagpur will be starting immediately this month, November month, protective packaging product and piping system. And piping system, it will be mostly polythene pipe and PVC pipe. CPVC line will be starting there in the month of February, March. And pipe system.
Okay.
And our water tank and septic tank also will be launched in the month of March next year.
Okay.
Protective packaging product, all the machines are all waiting for the getting commercial consent to operate. So we had a consent to establish. And without getting consent to operate, you cannot start the production.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we may start sometime next month as a trial production also. For that, we are waiting for the generator clearance. Our generator are already there, but we are waiting for the clearance from the government department.
Okay. Great, sir. And lastly, on the interest cost, if I'm correct, your borrowing has reduced. That's why the interest cost has reduced for this quarter.
You're right.
Okay. Thank you.
Our borrowing, as we told you, average borrowing was 600 crore last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, average borrowing for 3 months is 350 crore.
Yeah.
So, and the interest rate remained more or less same.
Yes, sir.
So the interest outflow was lower compared to last year.
Right, sir. Right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anshuman Atri from Espirito Santo. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for strong volume growth. So for the full year, we are also making a double-digit margin volume growth. But how are the realizations? What can we see in terms of the revenue growth?
We believe that our turnover maybe next year, maybe this year, maybe between 3,200 crore to 3,300 crore. It will be very difficult nowadays because of the volatility in product pricing due to raw material fluctuation. But we believe that softly we should be within the range, what we told you.
Okay, sir. And how about the margins this quarter? Last quarter, we had some inventory gains, and this quarter, was there any inventory losses?
No, this quarter which ended was inventory loss. We had inventory loss in last year in second quarter also.
Okay.
We don't believe now any much inventory loss possible, so we expect that for the whole year, the nine-month year, we may end up between 13.5% to 14.5% operating margin.
Okay.
Okay. Our operating margin in first quarter was around 12.8%.
So is it possible to get the inventory loss figure?
Very difficult to give the precise number. Only we can give the number that polyethylene price went down between 10.7% to 14%. Polypropylene price went down by 17%. PVC price went down by 3% during the last quarter, July to September. Price is beginning 1st July and ending 30th September.
Mm.
In an ongoing business, very difficult to precisely give the quantum of inventory loss. But there is some inventory loss.
Okay, sir. One last question is on LPG cylinders. What could be the full year volume this year and the next year going forward?
This year volume is going to be very minimal because we would, as on today, order in hand would to go 5,000 numbers. Out of the government inquiry of 8,000, 10,000, we expect an order of around 4,000 numbers. So precisely today we can say we have got a possibility to supply 9,000 piece cylinder up to March. But next year, when the government policy becomes implementable, this is the announcement made by the petroleum minister, that from 1st April, we will put the country, we will give the choice to the consumer to buy the gas in LPG composite cylinder or steel cylinder. Hoping that the announcement made by the ministry is implemented, then we should be able to run the plant fully also. The country buys more than 1.7 crore cylinder. We cannot produce more than 400,000 cylinder, and our competitors also can't produce more than that. So there is enough market in the country. So it depends on what government finally implement the policy announced by the minister.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations on our very strong number.
Congratulations
on strong number. Sir, I have two questions. One is on the pipe side of the business. As you mentioned that the growth has come from the housing side of the business.
More from housing, yes.
More from the housing. So can you explain the situation on the agriculture side of the business?
Even business, now that business is better in this month also,
mm-hmm.
we expect demand to be quite okay in agriculture going forward.
Okay. And is the delay, is the very lack of monsoon, the monsoon is this time ended sometime in mid of September and it was very low, does it help to expand the demand for the pipe?
It was both ways. The area which was very badly affected by drought,
mm-hmm.
the farmer may not be in a position to buy large number of pipes.
Okay, so affordability is will be an issue for the farmers.
Let me complete. India is a large country. There also the farmers, if they are getting good credit, they will go use for borewell, submersible pipe, to dig out the water from the underground. So the demand can be much better for this borewell segment of pipe. For other column pipe, demand may be better than normal.
Uh-huh.
So we believe that farmers anyhow try to protect the crop once they have sown the crop. So we do not believe that there is going to be great erosion in demand from acre side this year also.
Okay.
And the price has gone quite low, so farmers will be affording also the prices of the agriculture pipe.
Okay. Sir, talking about again on the piping side of the business, we have around 25% of volume growth in this quarter. But do you think that this kind of a growth rate can be maintained over the next three quarters or so? Because if I look at the last year corresponding period, the pipe volume declined by around 7%. In that particular quarter.
So, that was due to very good rain during July, September,
uh-huh.
and we did not have good penetration in CPVC market. If you heard from my colleague, we had a growth of 32% in CPVC segment.
Okay, 32% growth in CPVC segment.
CPVC segment, and we hope to maintain the same growth in CPVC segment. Though the market of CPVC is large, our penetration was low.
Uh-huh.
Earlier initiative taken by the company, our penetration becomes better.
Okay.
So we believe that our CP sales, we should be able to maintain the growth what we have achieved in first quarter. And as we are going to attain, it may not be 26%, mm-hmm. but definitely going to be close to 20% for the full 9 months.
For the full 9 months. And sir, in our press release, we have mentioned that we have raised our volume guidance to around 15 to 18%.
15 to 18%, yes.
So that is also been largely driven by the piping side of the business?
Yes,
the
pipe side and also our packaging side.
Pipe and packaging. Because in the first
quarter... packaging and furniture also, which are showing degrowth,
mm-hmm.
this year we expect it to grow. As it has grown by 10% by volume in first quarter,
mm-hmm.
but the growth to be maintained or may improve also slightly.
And sir, because generally in the packaging, Silpaulin is the post-harvesting product and this time the monsoon is weak. Do you expect any strong growth in Silpaulin this year?
Silpaulin will have good growth not only post-harvesting,
mm-hmm.
there will be more demand for rainwater harvesting.
Okay.
Big application of CPC for rainwater harvesting,
mm-hmm.
where people dig the pond
mm-hmm.
and then use Silpaulin material as a lining material
mm-hmm.
so the water doesn't seep through. And Silpaulin is a preferred material for pond lining. And many governments are giving subsidy to farmers to encourage them to put more and more rainwater ponds.
Okay.
You might have heard in Maharashtra, there's a big move now gone
mm-hmm.
to what they call digi, to create more pond to see the water which is all harvested, which is coming from the heaven.
Okay.
So we expect more demand from pond lining material this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the rains come during the winter season, and winter rains are quite robust in the country.
Okay. So the last question is again on the CPVC side of the business. You mentioned that you grew around 32% in terms of a volume in the CPVC this particular
quarter.
Correct. Is that is there anyone who lost the share or the market grew by around same amount?
We don't think that Astra Rasiba lost the share. But the people who were making not very high quality CPVC material,
mm-hmm.
they must have lost the market.
Okay. So you meant to say that unorganized players have lost the market share?
Organized players, principally we call Astral and Ashirwad.
Okay.
Are the leader in CPC business,
mm-hmm.
the pioneer also, and their business has grown in volume.
Okay.
Not to our extent, but because their base was quite high,
mm-hmm.
but they have not seen any degrowth.
Okay, I understand. So it's an unorganized sector which has seen an market share erosion.
You are right.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and sir, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Chirag Sitalwat from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So would it be possible to provide the average PVC prices, raw material prices in the first quarter of this year and what it was in the first quarter of the previous year as well?
We'll give the price of PVC, and if you want other polymer also, we'll give the price edge. PVC price edge on 1st July. Yeah. First July was 65,500, then came down 1st September 63,500, went back to 65,500 in 1st October. PVC price is more or less stable for the 4 months or 3 months.
Sorry, so this was...
Yes, we can give the number. Okay, I'll tell Mr. Somani to give the number. Yeah.
The PVC prices during the first part of this year
mm-hmm.
were in the range of 64,000 to 66,000. Whereas last year in the same quarter, the PVC prices were in the range of 72,000 to 80,000.
Right. And so for other polymers?
Other polymers, these PP prices in this quarter, they were in the range of from 76,000 to 92,000. Last year, they were 109,000 around that level, 108,000 to 109,000. But the fall in prices started in October onwards in the other polymers.
And so what would have been the average in both of these in FY15?
FY15 average of polypropylene, if you look at, then you can say is around 78,000.
So in FY15 it was 85,000.
Yeah.
Okay, and in PVC?
PVC this year it was 65,000 average.
Average
64,000, 65,000. Whereas last year it was about 77,000, 78,000.
That's for the full year, sir?
No, I'm thinking of first quarter.
No, sir, I meant for the full year. So if you could get PVC and poly
profit.
Yeah,
there are so many changes every week, every month, every quarter.
The trend is the price change. Mr. Birwas. Hello.
Yes, sir.
You permit me, I'll send you the price changes of the local producer. We get all the price change, we capture them. We'll send you one sheet, which will give you a full view of the pricing, how the price changes.
Great, sir.
We'll send to you.
Great. Thank you very much.
And another material also I can give you. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Supreme Petrochem, we make polystyrene, which we also consume. Polystyrene price was 109 rupees a kilo in June 2015. And now it is 82 rupees.
Great. Chris, I'll take this offline. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashyap Pujara from Axis
Please
Capital.
Send the sheet now.
Please
yeah.
go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Actually, my question was pertaining to Supreme Petrochem. While there has been an inventory loss because of the price erosion that you have said, but the volumes at Supreme Petrochem also were very very encouraging, I think, at 20%. So could you just give your view on what's happening there and how are we placed?
Actually, Supreme Petrochem volume growth was better than Supreme Industries.
Yes.
We had a volume growth of 17%. Supreme Petro had a volume growth of 22% in first quarter. Due to a big fall in the prices, so it became very affordable. And people have no more attraction to use recycled material. For the full year, we believe, our 9-month year, we believe that the volume growth will be between 17 to 18%. And volume will be growing all the four verticals which is being operated by Supreme Petrochem. We are seeing now the standard monomer price for last 1 month remaining stable around $950. And whatever forecast we are getting, the prices may remain more or less range bound, plus minus $50, not more.
Okay. Fair enough. Also, just from a perspective of the prices, I think it's been, the entire raw material crack that's happened over the last year. I think from after this current quarter, which goes through, like the third, which is the second quarter for us, which is the December quarter, I think after that, from January onwards, the entire base will change, right? You will start seeing lower raw material prices, and from January, YOY, the price change will not be a very big issue. I think that base is now going out from December.
Historically, the prices of polymers are rising from January, historically.
Correct.
So the current price, whatever is operating, there may be some erosion, may expect some erosion in price in November, December. Some erosion in price is still expected by us. But going forward, normally from January to June, which is a peak season throughout the world of consumption, the price is a tendency to go slightly higher. But we don't believe the price will go very high, but there may be some upward trend starting from January.
Yeah, but the main thing is that the kind of fall that we saw, like say 100 going down to say 80 or say 80 going down to 60, now that all the raw materials from last year, January onwards, have all been taken up at the lower prices of, so to that extent, the base will become a more consistent to compare with.
And we believe also same way, we do not believe the Chinese economy will collapse. Nobody may try anything. China is a very strong country and they will be able to handle because there is a paradigm shift in China. They're from export-oriented economy, they are moving to consumer-oriented economy and services sector. So Chinese economy will still hover between 6 to 7% growth. And China is the biggest consumer of plastic in the world today. I can give the number out of totally around 290 million tons of plastic consumption worldwide. China consumes 60 million tons, 60.
Okay.
And China is a very big consumer, so we don't believe that the price can erode anything more unless the crude price collapses to $30, $20. Such thing cannot happen. We don't believe that. We are not heading for a Great Depression.
Fair enough.
We don't believe such a gloomy forecast.
Correct. And
nothing like that, actually.
Okay.
On level, we don't see any such serious problem.
Sure. And any which way, the volume growths have been encouraging for us. But just wanted to ask you, when we did some of the, channel checks in terms of meeting dealers and all, we typically learned that, in a lot of, at least in some geographies, there have been
some amount of real estate softening prices, and that was also one of the reasons why the distributors were very enthused that, you know, volumes are picking up in a big way because there is some momentum even at the project level that is being seen. Do you see that, you know, as a company level, do you agree to such a view?
You see, the all the bankers who are reporting, all the banks are showing a good credit growth in housing segment. I'm not talking only HDFC. All other people who are participating in home loan growth, all are showing good sign. We are seeing good construction going on in tier 2 town, tier 3 town. We are seeing construction going on throughout the country. So we do not see anything erosion coming in the housing sector. Housing is going to good growth. It can grow much faster. That is a different thing. And now more and more focus is coming on affordable housing. And many people are venturing into building affordable houses. You make any type of house, you require piping system.
Correct.
We remain quite optimistic on demand growth from housing segment.
Sure. Sure. And lastly, could you just give an update on the new products, like say any update on bathroom fittings, and you have some traction from the fire sprinkler. So if you can just give
among all the new products, we can say our silent pipe system, it picked up quite well.
Okay.
Our solvent is picked up quite well. We have introduced several new type of furniture. All have picked up quite well. Our this CP fire sprinkler system, we got first order, but that is export order. It is still to get entry into domestic market.
Okay.
Bath fitting, we had a setback because our one principal item had some quality problem. We had to withdraw all the products from the market. So bath fitting had a setback. Now we have got no issue. Everything is behind us. And we expect that going forward, we will have a good growth in our bath fitting segment also. Barring bath fitting segment, all the products what we launched have picked up very well. And bath fitting also couldn't pick up due to some quality issue in one of our major product profile. But that has been now addressed. We have called all the supply what we made back to the market, back to our plant.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Please go to the next question, Malika.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harish Krishnan from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. This is Pankaj Tibrewal.
Good evening.
First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you, Pankaj Babu, for your kind words.
Thank you. Two questions. One, can you give us, because in June ending 2015, we saw a very, very sharp improvement on your cash flows. So how has this quarter spanned out on cash flows in terms of both inventory and receivable? If you can give us some sense, it would be great.
Yeah, I'll request my colleague, Mr. Somani, to give
it. Compared to June, both inventory and receivables have increased. Receivables are the same line, you can say.
Mm-hmm. So 360 crores was the receivable as on June. Against that, what's the number?
Yeah, receivables were 237 crore.
Okay.
And which is again 236 crore this quarter end.
Okay, very good. Okay.
So this was the same, but the inventory has definitely increased.
Okay.
Our inventory, which was 412 crore,
yes,
to 30 June, has increased to 547 crore.
Okay.
And being a lean quarter, of course, we produce more and we sell less in terms of tonnage.
Yeah.
So inventory goes up.
Okay.
So the inventory goes increased mainly in the finished goods. The raw material inventory is in the same line.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. And the second question is on your cylinder business, Mr. Kapadia. With the government taking this initiative now, what is the sense you are getting speaking to the oil and marketing companies? And for a consumer, does he need to pay extra differential if he opts for a plastic versus a steel cylinder? And how do you see the demand picking up?
They definitely have to give more money as a deposit. It's maybe 1,000 rupees or 1,200 rupees per cylinder. But the government correctly acknowledged that the consumer will not be getting any quantity lower if they buy in composite cylinder. So there is a tremendous leakage, tremendous preference going on in the steel cylinder.
Okay.
In a 14-liter cylinder, many times the consumer is getting 13.5 liter or even lower to 13 liter.
Yes.
So they cannot make out what is the quantum field in the cylinder.
Yes.
Because of transmission character of a complete cylinder,
mm-hmm.
consumer can make out whether it filled properly or not.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we see, we read also in paper, hundreds of people die every year due to explosion of a steel cylinder, LPG.
Sure.
Yes, this complete cylinder will burn out, it doesn't explode.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two very big factors in favor of complete cylinder. The whole world over, now it is moving to composite cylinder. Either the gas is supplied by pipe or by composite cylinder, not by steel cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
Thing has to come to India for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And once it comes, we feel that we will be in a position to expand our capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And we are tuned to expand our capacity very quickly.
Okay. So when is the time period which you are seeing your...
As announced by the government, they once they want to launch from 1st April, they have to place the order in big way during January, February only.
Okay.
So presently, it's been informed earlier, they are placing an educational order between 8 to 12,000 pieces. There are two suppliers in the country.
Yes.
And they have told PESO that the authority will inspect all the cylinder to verify the quality, approve the, all the packing. Currently, earlier, the PESO has approved only two or three varieties.
Mm.
Now, we make 7 or 8 varieties of cylinder of different capacity.
Okay.
And now PESO will be getting going testing all the capacity cylinder.
Okay.
So it will take also time of 1-2 months. So hopefully in January March quarter, the government help to make a big birthday. Otherwise they cannot keep up with their promise to launch composite cylinder on 1st April for the whole country. So 8 to 10,000 number is a peanut.
Yes.
The country buys 1.7 crore cylinder every year.
Absolutely.
What is 10,000 number?
Absolutely. So we are geared up probably FY17.
Yeah, we are geared up for fully, and as I told you, we are geared up to expand capacity also very quickly.
And what could be the margin profile in this business, sir?
Let the business come, what my margin I can tell you today. As on today, it is causing loss every month.
Okay, fair enough. Great. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity to ask the question. Sir, based on my understanding, I understand basically you have PVC resin, polystyrene, polyethylene, and polypropylene as one of the few of the key raw materials. If you could possibly detail what is the kind of inventory that we hold for these raw materials, and secondly, are they sourced domestically or is it via imports?
First, I reply the second question. Normally, we import around 50% of our requirement from imports,
okay.
And 50% locally. And when we are using local material, we keep inventory of not more than 10 to 15 days. But import material, depending on the dependence of the company, if company is completely dependent on imported material for a particular application, then we may be keeping 3 months inventory either in our godown or on the water. But when we are buying locally and imported both, then we don't keep large inventory. It may be 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
So different type of material are there. Some we are buying only locally, we keep low inventory. Some we are buying using only imported material, we keep larger period inventory, up to even 3 months. In our godown and on the water, so that our production is not affected.
Correct. Sir, would it be possible to provide some color on the extent of inventory that we hold, say, for polystyrene or polyethylene? Because my understanding of this...
Polystyrene is local, so we don't keep stock. We may be stock keeping 7 to 8 days. And polystyrene, we are a very small consumer.
Okay. And, sir...
Our major consumption is PVC.
Okay.
And PVC buy locally and import both. So PVC, we may be keeping around 2 to 3 weeks inventory in our company. And we consume around 14,000-15,000 ton PVC every month.
Okay.
You calculate.
Correct. And sir, lastly, on polypropylene?
Polypropylene also we don't consume huge quantity. And polypropylene is available locally. So mostly we buy locally.
Okay.
When we are buying locally, we don't keep large inventory.
Correct. That helps a lot, sir.
Only certain grade of polypropylene which are only imported, then we have to keep large inventory.
Correct. So my second question was, is it possible to break up the value-added products into different segments? And how do you see this moving going forward?
Our cross-laminated film is 100% value-added.
Right.
Second value-added item principally is furniture and piping system. That is piping system. They are the three most important value-added products.
Okay.
And as I told you, cross-laminated film is 100% value-added. In furniture, around 48% value-added.
Okay.
In plastic piping system, it is around 30% value-added. Around.
Okay. That helps. And sir, lastly, I just wanted to check if you could provide some color on our distribution reach. How do we reach the end customer? Where the number of distributors that we have and the number of dealers that we have. And
we participate in all the exhibition in India related to construction or building line.
Okay.
We participate in international exhibition also, principal exhibition, to participate in furniture exhibition.
Okay.
And also in plastic piping exhibition. There are exhibitions we participate.
Right.
And to meet our consumer reach, we hold thousands of plumber meet throughout the years at all the locations.
Okay.
We go on interacting and presenting to a plumber's meet. We call 20, 25, 30 plumbers. And our distributor call with our technical people also make presentation to make them aware of the efficiency of our product. It's a continued process. And apart from that, we spend more than 10, 11 crore rupees only for piping system for advertisement. We spend huge money for advertisement of furniture. And same on our cross-laminated film product.
Sir, how much would
huge money for brand building.
Sir, how much would that quantum be? The total amount on an annualized basis if one has to look at?
Asking for advertisement, last year we spent 35 crore or something like that.
35 crores.
Maybe, I don't remember correctly.
Okay. Sir, one last question. If one had to
see the balance sheet, because I think we spend good amount for advertisement. Advertisement, publicity, promotional material, and participant exhibition, all together.
Okay. Okay, sir. Competitors, they have been very aggressive on the advertisement side. So, basically, I was coming to the next question. On branded products as percentage of total mix, how much is that number right now, and how do you see that going forward?
Plastic piping system, we believe that around 65 to 70% is sold by organized sector.
Okay.
And slowly it is going on increasing.
Okay.
And plastic piping system is the only segment where there are too many unorganized players.
Okay.
In our cross-laminated film, we have nothing to do with any unorganized players. Ours is a different product. It is a unique product.
Okay.
In furniture, there are many unorganized players. We don't count them because their quality is very different than our quality.
Okay.
So this is what I told you.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you so much for answering the questions. Good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Kar from Equity Mechanics. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to understand, sir, that during the last phone call, sir, you indicated that Supreme Petro, sir, you are expecting around 160 crore of EBITDA for this fiscal FY16. So after the Q1 inventory loss of around 25 crore at EBITDA level, sir, do you still expect 160 crore for the...
I don't recall any time I could say 160 crore. The reason is very simple, because we've been knowing that our next year will be only for 9 months.
Yes, sir.
We have to end the year by March only. By no imagination, I can think of earning 160 crore in 9 months. I don't think so, I have told. If I have told, I am mistaken, I can correct it. There will never be expected 160 crore.
Sir, so anyway, sir, for the remaining quarter, sir, what kind of operating margin, sir, you are expecting?
We believe that we may end up between 75 to 85 crore EBITDA. In spite of loss of 17 crore in first quarter, we may end up between 75 to 85 crore profit this year, EBITDA this year. And as our interest outflow is going to be quite low, it may be less than 6 crore rupees for 9 months. Last year, for full year, it was 16.6 crore. This year, we have got no debt actually. This interest outflow is only on account of our bill discounting or the standing charges which we have to pay to bank for keeping our LC limit alive. So we will be below 6 crore rupees for the three quarter, and EBITDA expected to be between 75 to 85 crore.
And sir, also, sir, in Supreme Petro, the product division, sir, what kind of growth are you seeing?
As you told you, in first quarter, we had a 22% growth in all four product segments. For the remaining 6 months, as we have calculated, we believe our growth will be all combined together between 17 to 18% volume growth, which we have never seen. We are quite happy with the volume growth what we are seeing in our all the four segments.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for his closing comments.
Hi. Thank you so much to all the participants and the management of Supreme Industries for being with us on the call. Wish you all a very happy Diwali and a prosperous new year ahead.
We wish you all very happy Diwali and Saal Mubarak, Naya Saal. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.